$100. You get it for only $1 by texting the word WIN to 30838. No pushy salesman, no hassles, no 800 numbers, no recorded messages. Just text the word WIN to 30838 to get Brandon Lang's Thursday Night Game of the Year for $1, no strings attached. His Green Bay Chicago winner, backed by in-depth analysis, yours for only $1. Just text WIN to 30838.
The head of FEMA is responding to accusations the federal government isn't doing enough to help in Puerto Rico.
FEMA Director Brock Long says the mission in Puerto Rico is complex.
I promise the federal government is pushing as hard as we can to do everything we can, but we collectively have to maintain unity of effort through the governor and all the mayors to make sure that we're operating on the same page to fix these supply chains.
Long tells MSNBC that FEMA is establishing regional distribution points, but he says the agency needs more truck drivers to help deliver supplies. And he says the government is getting as much relief in as is physically possible.
The bottom line is we are committed and busting our rear ends to do everything we can.
Jury selection in the trial of the accused Chelsea Islamic terrorist continues today. Ahmad Rahami is charged with planting a pressure cooker bomb that went off last September, injuring 30 people. The 29-year-old also charged with planting pipe bombs in Seaside Heights at the Elizabeth, New Jersey train station. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services is urging people to get flu shots before flu season gets underway. Here's Chris Barnes.
It's best to get vaccinated before flu activity starts, and that's usually in October. So the time is now.
At an event in Washington, Price calling it a key public health issue, warning that influenza can be more than just an inconvenience.
It is a potentially serious respiratory illness that can lead to hospitalization and sometimes death.
Price says getting a flu shot is remarkably easy. He says just go online to find out where you might be able to get it even for free near you. I'm Chris Barnes.
The grandparents of a missing child were arrested at Phoenix's airport. Police suspect they're part of the child's disappearance. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Cassie and Roland Jones were picked up by cops at Phoenix Sky Harbor on Wednesday. Investigators believe that the two were skipping town and heading to Texas. The couple's grandson is at the center of a bitter custody battle, and the two are accused of helping their daughter and her one-year-old son disappear so the young boy's father couldn't get to them. Roland met with a judge early this morning and has been deemed a flight risk. It's unclear when Cassie will have her time in court.
The Colorado theater shooter responsible for killing 12 people now living outside Colorado. The Colorado Department of Corrections says James Holmes was sent to a high-security federal prison in Pennsylvania. State Corrections Department says it sought to place Holmes within a federal lockup several months ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Uh-huh. well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back. What was he? They were, what was his name? Jeffrey? Wasn't Jeffrey the Jeffrey the giraffe? Wasn't that the mascot for Toys R Us some 20, 30 years ago? I think that was it, yeah. Toys R Us. Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy. Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy as the company, loaded with debt, went under. And I'm here to tell you exactly what happened, and we predicted it. Again, it's another watchdog on Wall Street. See, I told you so moment. The company listed debt and assets of more than $1 billion, and they did secure $3 billion in financing from lenders, including J.P. Morgan and others, to fund operations while it restructures. I'm curious to see what the deal is with that. If I'm not mistaken, it probably have something to do with ties to various different real estate that J.P. Morgan will get control over when the company eventually does go under. Now, I'm going to give you what conventional wisdom is. Conventional wisdom is, again, a lie. What they're telling you out there on CNBC and others out there, that this somehow has this something to do with Amazon. Yeah. You're going to blame the Toys R Us going under on Amazon? Listen, I'm not saying that Toys R Us would have survived in its, you know, the big brick and mortar form for an extended period of time in the first place. You know, let's be honest here. Kids don't play with toys like they used to play with toys by any stretch. For example, kids got their iPads and their touches and their phones, and they can download a game in a couple seconds. They can download a game in a couple seconds, and there they have it. I mean, I have to say that my kids still like playing board games with us. They do. You know, the funny thing is they don't play. It kind of aggravates me. They won't play the game with each other. If we're playing, they'll play. And they like to. But when I was a kid, we had tons of different board games. And a few. We got Monopoly and Operation, some classics. We got a few. But not like I had when I was a kid. Kids, the things that they do, it's changed. It's changed. And granted, you know, there was Atari back in the 1980s, and then went to Intellivision and ColecoVision, and then right on through. But gaming is a little bit bigger today than it was back then. So, again, kids are doing different things. With that being said, let's take that and put that aside. What happened about a decade ago, a little more than a decade ago, is that you had private equity companies come in and take Toys R Us private. They took Toys R Us private. And when they took Toys R Us private, they bought the shares up with borrowed money. And they put the debt on the company's books. So basically, they put the company billions of dollars in debt to take it private. Yeah, that, my friends, was the scam. I have been talking about this for an extended period of time. Private equity companies out there, you name it, hedge funds, in many aspects, they work like parasites. That's right. Financial parasites. Back in 2006, right around the same time, Toys R Us decided to go private with the big private equity companies doing so. I wrote a column. It's entitled Financial Parasites versus Gordon Gekko. And in the column, I alluded to the 1980s caricature of the corporate raider, right? The Wall Street master of the universe, tycoon. 1980s, they were the villain, right? Richard Gere. He isn't really a villain. He wasn't really a villain, but we were supposed to look down at what he did. He was a corporate raider. Edward Lewis. Again, Pretty Woman, the Disney movie about the hooker. And to this day, they still do not have a ride at either Disney World, Disneyland, Euro Disney, Disney China, Disney Japan. They don't have a Pretty Woman ride. Isn't that interesting? Just saying. Anyway, what about, Gordon Gekko, of course. Can't forget about Gordon Gekko. He's a corporate raider. You had Tom Hanks playing Sherman McCoy. The bond trader got himself into trouble when the girlfriend, the mistress hit somebody in a bad neighborhood with the Benz. Yeah. Well, all of those portrayals, they're, again, the corporate raiders out there, they're bad. They're tearing apart companies. They're doing all of these terrible things. Reality, the corporate raiders back in the 1980s did a lot of good. There was a lot of problems with corporate America. And one could look to the speech in the movie Wall Street. Gordon Gekko gives at the Teldar paper shareholder meeting. That was the whole greed is good speech. And he's ripping into Teldar paper and all the high salaries and all the vice presidents and all the paper going here and going there. And he was right. He's right. There was a lot of problems back then. Let's see a good example of this. Actually, a good movie about it was the RJR Nabisco takeover and the story behind that. That was it's an HBO-made movie. It's called Barbarians at the Gate. Very, very good film. It shows what these people did. And after they took over the company, what happened? The company became more profitable. They got rid of the corporate jets. They cut down on all the fat. They improved shareholder value. They made the company stronger. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this is because that's changed. Private equity companies today, they don't do that. They've got a different business model, and that model is parasitic. These financial engineers figure out a way where they can live off a host company for an extended period of time and do it as long as possible, taking as much money out of that company as they possibly can before they kill it off. And I can give countless examples of this. It is what they do. There is a big difference in the way capitalism is being run today, it's structured today, than the way it used to be. Again, I'm an Adam Smith capitalist. I believe the two people should be able to sit down at a table, both walk away happy. And I've said again and again and again, you know, Wall Street, for the most part, it's structured properly. They're pushing paper from one end of the room to the other end of the room, and that's it. These financial engineers. Where's the value? What value are you creating? It's an important thing to look at. What are you building? What are you creating? What value is there? And okay, this translates into a lot of the venture stuff that's taking place out in Silicon Valley. The majority of those companies out there are crap. And I think that they know that they're crap. It's funny, they're already trying. I saw this past week. I said, that didn't surprise me. They're trying to come up with an alternative exchange where the private stock and all of these startup companies can be exchanged in an easier fashion, which is, again, they want to get out. They want to find some greater fool out there that they can dump their shares in whatever app that they decided to invest in. They could get rid of it and get themselves out. Shouldn't be about that. That's not how Wall Street is supposed to operate, not supposed to work. And Toys R Us, yeah. Could Amazon hurt their sales to some degree? Sure. Sure. The nature of what kids want to buy and use today, could it divert them? Absolutely. But don't tell me that these private equity companies didn't know exactly what they were doing and taking that company out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Everything on our website, absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't forget our white paper on the retirement crisis, available there as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call. 800-471-5982. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mike Hewitt here with another minute of common sense. Fear of the changing times seems compelling, but let's pause for a little reflection. A friend's mother traveled west aboard a covered wagon and flew home on a jet plane. Imagine her view of change. And what of the roaring 20s, a decade that witnessed rampant hedonism, wild drug use, piercings and tattoos galore, near mainstream pornography, the rise of hardline American communism, and much more? It was America's romp on the wild side, a social rejection of Victorianism. Sound familiar? I bet. But it's more than noteworthy to remember that these young folks of the 20s were the parents of what we now know of as America's greatest generation. Louis lament on how times have changed. Folks, times always change. But know this, the American dream is still alive for anyone willing to embrace it. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Captain and Tennille. Anyway, welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All righty. Why not? It's the All Skate Hour. This entire program, I've totally been all work and no play. Make Jack a dull boy. The old Shining. Anyway, speaking of Shining, Stephen King took two of my kids. That's right. Well, two of them came with me last week and their friends to go see it. It's as advertised. It's really, really good. Just saying. It's a highly entertaining horror movie. I'm not one for the horror movies like Saw and all that. That to me is just lame. This one is it's good. It's entertaining, and not only that, the characters, the kids. It's got that almost like Stand By Me, Stranger Things type quality to it. It's very, very good. Anyway, so yeah. Again, but it is scary, without a doubt. You know, I find myself, scaring my kids, walking around the house, cackling like a clown now after they've seen it. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this as well. This is a societal thing. And again, I don't participate in all the political correctness, trigger warning, nonsense, safe space crap that's out there. I just don't. I think we're really kind of destroying ourselves and we're making matters worse instead of better. There was an op-ed that was put out that was praising values of, I guess, yesteryear. To me, they're not yesteryear values. They're the values that I hold dear. They're values that I will instill in my kids. And if you want to have truly successful kids, you will instill these values too. Again, it's not rocket science. I talk about this when it comes to financial planning and understanding the simple rules. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Those values are the values that I believe in. Well, to the list of, this is Heather McDonald, op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. She writes, to the list of forbidden ideas on American college campuses, add bourgeois norms, which is hard work, self-discipline, marriage, respect for authority. These are things that are forbidden, I guess, now. Two law professors published an op-ed in the Philadelphia Inquirer calling for a revival of the cultural script that prevailed in the 1950s. And guess where this cultural strip still prevails, still exists? Oh, yeah, affluent Americans. Affluent Americans. You see, there's a certain way of doing things. Okay, there's a right way and a wrong way to doing things. There is. I said there's certain laws of the universe that are out there. Talks about, yeah, these are norms that were prevalent during the 1950s and affluent Americans. Gee whiz. Why not follow them? Get married before you have children and strive to stay married for their sake. Get the education you need for gainful employment. Work hard. Avoid idleness. Eschew substance abuse and crime. The weakening of these traditional norms has contributed to today's low rates of workforce participation, lagging educational levels, and widespread opiate abuse. This was the argument that these professors were making. Trigger warning! Oh, my God. Left-wing loons, brains exploding all over the place. Oh, my God. Uproar. One of the professors was a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Yep, the dean of the Penn Law School. Not happy with the author Amy Wax. Ted Ruger published an op-ed in the student newspaper noting the contemporaneous occurrence of the op-ed in a white supremacist rally and Charlottesville, Virginia, like one had to do with the other one, and suggesting that Ms. Wax's views were divisive, even noxious. Really? Divisive and noxious. So, does it make him wrong? He doesn't talk about that. Again, this is a law professor. This argument you're making? Can you win in a court of law like this? I don't know. Her views are divisive and noxious. It's like saying 2 plus 2 equals 4 is divisive and noxious. Who cares? She's right. Half of the professor's colleagues signed an open letter denouncing her piece and calling on students to report any bias or stereotype they encounter at Penn Law, which means anything in her classroom. Student alumni petitions poured forth accusing her of white supremacy, misogyny, and homophobia. Homophobia? How the hell is that homophobia? I'm at a loss here. And they demanded that she be banned from teaching first-year law classes. The co-author of the article teaches at the University of San Diego, which is a Catholic institution. And the dean of their law school issued a memo repudiating the article and pledging new measures to compensate vulnerable, marginalized students for the racial discrimination and cultural subordination they experience. Oh, shut up. Give me a break. The two aspects of the op-ed that have generated the most outrage is the observation that the writers, Wax and Alexander, observed that cultures are not all, quote, equal in preparing people to be productive in an advanced economy. Their critics pounced on this statement as bigoted, hate-filled violation of the multicultural ethic. You know what? You people are idiots. Multicultural ethic. For crying out loud, Eddie Murphy. No, excuse me. It was Chris Rock. I apologize. In a stand-up routine that, I don't know, maybe it's about 10 years old, talked about the kid going off and getting his degree and coming back home and having his master's degree. What are you, my master now? You my master now? They don't care. They don't respect it. They're right. There's a right way to raise kids, and there's a wrong way to raise kids. There's a right way to lead your life in a wrong way. Just that simple. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Tax reform will protect low-income and middle-income households, not the wealthy and well-connected. They can call me all they want. It's not going to help.
The president laying out the GOP tax reform plan, pointing out it doesn't really help the wealthy despite claims of the Democrats. House Speaker Paul Ryan very much in favor of the bill.
We are taking the next step to liberate Americans from our broken tax code. This unified framework delivers a new tax code that is simple, that is fair, that is pro-growth and pro-family.
The Supreme Court is taking up a case that could deal a major blow to unions. The court will decide whether state government workers who choose not to join a union must still pay the so-called fair share fees of union dues to cover the cost of negotiating contracts. The court says they will hear the case this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisor.